Welcome to this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live, the show which ensures that you profit from your time spent here with experts, either through their insights, information, or simply learning from them. And today we have Sarah DeVito, integrative health practitioner, and she's an expert in functional nutrition, and she empowers individuals to achieve top performance in their daily lives through customized nutrition. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thank you, AJ. I really appreciate being here today.
You are welcome to this show. You are welcome to India in this digital format. And I'm sure not just in India, but a lot of people across the globe will benefit from what we are going to talk about. We'll be talking about food and wellness, food for wellness, and that is what. But first, for the audience, Sarah, to understand this, so that they understand who they are listening to and why should they listen to you, please help them understand who you are and why do you talk of food and why do you talk of functional nutrition and how we can bring food into our nutrition and lead to wellness. Help us understand first this and then we move forward.
Absolutely. Well, I grew up in Southwest Florida, so lots of nature. I was always interested in the sciences. I studied science throughout my graduate degree, college and graduate. And then I ended up working at NIH, National Institutes of Health, studying genetics and how the environment affects our genes. And that's one of the top institutions in America. And I started to have some health issues of my own. And I always liked to eat healthy, what I thought was healthy, exercise. And we just couldn't figure out what's going on. And so that's when I stepped into the integrative nutrition, integrative health, functional medicine world. And luckily, a practitioner figured me out. And just like with some food and supplement adjustments, I got my energy back, was sleeping, all these health issues I was having got resolved. And so I was like, whoa, what is going on here? And so I wanted to really research what was going on in my body and how easily you could heal the body with food and supplements. And I ended up working with an integrative nutritionist for over 5 years, looking at food and supplements heal the body. And it was just really eye-opening seeing transformations in people, you know, getting their lives back, getting their energy back, that I'm now a practitioner myself. And I just love spreading the word to everyone how we can feel our best all the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And now, you know, Sarah, just to understand it for the audience, that you, as you said, you suffered from chronic fatigue, weight gain and insomnia several years back. But what is it that you suddenly started eating wrong? And all these years of eating, that was right. So I want to understand for the audience, what can happen suddenly in terms of food? So when you consulted a functional nutritionist, she brought you back to, full competency, full performance.
Absolutely. Well, I was realizing that there were certain vegetables. If I don't have certain detoxification pathways open and working right, certain vegetables were clogging those detoxification pathways because I didn't have the essential vitamins and minerals to clear them out of my body. So they could actually lead to like joint pain, inflammation, if we have certain detoxification pathways overloaded and these vegetables weren't being processed correctly. And then the biggest realization was the quality of meat. I had no, you know, I was eating like, you know, protein is good, eat protein. But it really, when there's a state of disease, you really got to eat the high quality food because I learned about like abnormal proteins in our animal meat can actually lead to inflammation. And they've been linked to all these chronic diseases like cancer, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, you know, and all these diseases are on the rise, really, because I think the quality of our food supply. And so these were really eye-opening to me is that I thought I was eating healthy, but I wasn't eating healthy for me, you know, and each individual is different. And I think that's what's cool about looking at it from a genetic perspective and bringing in my, you know, background in genetics, be like, okay, how should I be eating? It might not be what my friend should be eating. And so that's why it's so hard, like, oh, my friend did this diet or did this food plan, that should work for me. And not necessarily, because everybody's, you know, different.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that is where, you know, now we come to the actual topic is that how we can utilize about using power of food for wellness. So how does one know exactly, you know, that, okay, this is what I am eating wrong, eating right. And it is not related with that the quality of food may be very good, the vegetables might be very good, but it may simply be not good for you in a different sense. Help us understand that. Also, how do I know whether because see, in some cases the symptoms or the impact will show, but in several cases it may not show. It may show at a very late stage in life. By that time, you know, you would say if you are feeling fatigued, then if it is too much, then you will feel it. But if it is less, it is still getting, you are getting impacted by that, and that is impacting you. So for the general audience, how can they find out whether what they are eating is perfect for them, what they are not eating? Obviously, you know, they can look at that also. Those are the right sort of food. Help us understand this part, sure, of the right type of food that one is having or not having.
Right, because this can be really complicated and hard to figure out. And you really want to work with a provider who's versed in this type of field, because there's so many ways to go. And you really want to work with someone who is versed in nutrition. And there's definitely tests we could do. We could see, you could do food sensitivity test. You can do, I have a whole like 300 question metabolic survey that looks at, you know, where could there be vitamin and mineral deficiencies? There's certain cues in the body. For example, if you have like bumps on the back of your arm, you might be vitamin A deficient. Or if you have, you know, joint pain, you might be deficient in B6 and molybdenum, a trace mineral. And, you know, really, you know, I've spent like over 10 years really fine tuning the body and like what are the vitamin and minerals that each person could be deficient in. So there's some wonderful lab testing out there that you could do. Functional medicine looks at blood work in a very tight range versus in America, conventional medicine kind of looks at more broad, and functional medicine really dives deep into how each person is working. So I really take each person, and you just have to find a practitioner, you know, that is listening to you, listening to your symptoms, and wants to find the root cause of the symptom, because it can be so much different for each person. Like it might be a vitamin and mineral deficiency. It might be not eating enough protein, carbs, and fats in the right ratio. You know, we love to eat. I know I was guilty of this, love all the carbs and everything, but you need to get your protein in there too. And so really, so you could do a lot of testing through blood work, and then finding a practitioner that can really like figure out the root cause. You know, there's a lot of, this is a growing field. So, but it's my passion. So, and I, having that science background, I'd love to dive deep into each person and kind of figure out.
Right, Sarah. Now let's understand for the audience this way. A lot of people who are into athletics or even in general, since they are what they want to be fit. Earlier on, a lot of emphasis was on proteins. A lot of people, even in gyms, they were recommending proteins. And then people were having it. Now you say that, you know, abnormal proteins in our diet, is that the next human crisis? And that can lead to a lot of problems. Functional nutrition is looking at it in a different way. So what is the middle ground here? How do should we understand that functional nutrition is also another industry, or is it the right way to have, you know, look at wellness? And earlier one was actually the industry and not this one. Help us this particular thing for the audience, because sometimes, you know, so much talk about different sort of food can make everyone so confused about all this.
Absolutely. And that's when it really comes down to the individual, right? And I'd like to think of like eating on a spectrum, right? On one side of the spectrum, if you've got a lot of chronic illness, chronic disease, you've got to be really careful and eat high quality food until you can get back to where you feel normal again, where your body starts working again. But say like you're, you know, every day I like to go to the gym, you know, I like to work out. You know, as long as you're eating a little bit better on the spectrum. So if we're talking about proteins, you know, animal proteins for example, I had a client who came to me, CrossFitter, it's a, you know, where they work out a lot and like lift heavy, you know, things. And she was eating way too much protein, and her mother had actually passed away from ovarian and uterine cancer. And so she was just worried, like, am I susceptible to this? And she was just consuming way too much protein. So it was really throwing throwing off her digestion. It was impacting her whole body. So she ended up having to be vegetarian for a little bit, and now she eats a little bit more pescatarian. So again, an example of the spectrum. You know, she was eating too much protein, so we kind of had to back it off a little bit and then get her body working again. But yeah, so say you have high quality of a protein over here. You know, this animal's never been inflamed. It's very healthy. And then you've got like commercially grown, you know, if you're going out to eat, we don't know exactly where that, you know, protein's from. And we got to live our lives, right? So it just depends on where you are on the spectrum. I'm feeling great, feeling okay. You could probably be in the middle of the spectrum. But if you're dealing with a chronic disease, autoimmune disease, cancer, you really got to be really careful until your body can help bring you back to that optimal health.
Right, right, Sarah. So let's look at the nutrition part, functional nutrition at there. How do I get started with functional nutrition? And for a simple person, what will I achieve if I go for functional nutrition? What is functional nutrition? Is it only about food? Is it about weight loss? How do, as a common person, they understand that they know about nutrition, but how do they understand functional nutrition?
Sure. Functional nutrition. Yeah. It's about just figuring out your body. You know, what is the root cause of dysfunction in your body? You know, how do we get your body in particular to work better? You know, so we look at it a holistic perspective. You know, how's your digestion? How's your thyroid? How's your liver working? How is this affecting your brain health? You know, we look at the body as a whole and kind of like get you working optimally as best as you can. Whereas like traditional nutrition just looks like, hey, go eat your protein, carbs, and fat in this amount, you'll be good. You know, and this is really taking a deeper dive into like, you know, what vitamin and mineral deficiency you have, how well are things working, what detoxification pathways should we improve? And so it's just more of like a whole body approach using like food and sometimes supplements, you know, to heal the body.
Okay. Okay. And how do you recommend what is good for the person, because these poor people may at the same time also be talking to the, say, general physician, internal medicine, and they might be also doing the same tests, and they might be also recommending some supplements or whatever it is. How is functional nutrition different than the, say, nutritionist in a allopathy medicine, or even from a general physician point of view or internal medicine
right.
person?
Well, a lot of times in my experience, and, you know, I've been through this path too, is that most like a Western medicine doctor will look at, you know, how is you go to like a GI doctor for your stomach issues. You go to a cardiologist for heart issues. You go to, you know, a neurologist if you're having brain, but really it's all connected, you know, and a lot of times they will give a medication, but that medication might be robbing you of essential magnesiums and B vitamins and things that really are going to impair the pathway. So they might work for a little bit, but they're really just a band-aid. They're not going to find the root cause. You know, the root cause of your stomach issue might be the food you're eating, you know, and, you know, in typical Western medicine, they only are looking at, they spend such a small time of their education in nutrition, you know, and certainly, not the level that a functional nutritionist will work at. And I work with many doctors in conjunction with my clients, you know, making sure that, you know, this is what your doctor says, great, like, let's work together and find a good plan, and just meeting everybody where they're at. You know, I have some clients who are on a lot of medication, and we got to be really careful, and we're just going to support them with like what they need, like the vitamins and minerals to help them with those medications, and some that aren't on any, and we're just really optimizing the body. So, but that's the way kind of like functional nutrition looks better is, or looks different, is that it's the whole body. You know, it's like maybe your heart issues or your brain issues are really related to your gut. Let's heal your gut first. Let's get it, remove the foods that can be inflaming your body before we, you know, take a medication to fix it.
Right, Sarah. So in functional nutrition, do you recommend any particular sort of a diet, or is it you just balance the existing diet? I'll tell you what is that earlier, as I said, people were talking about those protein shakes for athletes. Forget about that right now. But recently, if you see, in the last couple of years, 2-3 years, I'm not going whether it is good or bad, but they are talking about vegan diet. And a lot of people are going. And while they were talking, at the same time, the egg prices in the US is shot through the roof. So you see, people were consuming vegan diet also, and they were consuming a lot of eggs also. You know, egg prices are now, I guess.
Yeah, they've skyrocketed. That's probably could be a whole other podcast about skyrocketing the egg prices.
So, and then a lot of people were talking about plant-based diet. How do you recommend something, any of these? Do you promote any of these in functional nutrition? Or do you don't do anything? You just recalibrate whatever the individual might be having in their life.
That's it. That's totally it. You hit the nail on the head. It's the individual. So yeah, do some people need to be on a vegan diet? Absolutely. And some people might do horrible on a vegan diet, right? If they're eating a lot of the vegetables that are impairing their detoxification pathways and inflaming them, that vegan diet is going to be horrible for them. They're going to feel bloated, no energy, you know, but then you've got someone who might be dealing with a lot of abnormal proteins in their body, a lot of like a tendency to cancer, then they might have to back off or eat really high quality protein in addition to, you know. So again, it comes down to the individual. And I think that's why it's been so difficult. It was so difficult for me to figure out my body. And that's why it's so difficult for some people to, you know, really get on that optimal health. But if you give the body what it needs, the body knows how to heal, right? We just have to give it the things it needs. And so, yeah, if you're going to have a lot of protein, make sure it's very high quality.
Right, right. Weight loss is one of the big concerns of a lot of people, including that in the USA. Very recently, a couple of days back, I read that some people are now, even the weight loss medicines, new medicines have come up, and they are quite costly. It's not like in India that medicines are still affordable in that range for a lot of people. Now, some people I read are also looking at, you know, doing two jobs so that they can afford those medicines. I was, you know, very, very surprised by reading that piece of, maybe if you Google it, you'll find that. In terms of weight, where does, you know, functional medicine come in? And where does it help? And looking at that piece of news, I was just thinking that if you are doing an extra job for 4 hours, if you actually do some yoga and some exercise, even at home, for 1 hour, the 3 hours you can just rest and do your work properly. So why go for an extra job just to buy some extra weight loss medicines? I'm certainly can't get that. So help us understand through functional nutrition about the relation between that and how people can lose weight.
Right. Absolutely. Right. Because it's getting to the root cause. You know, so a lot of these weight loss drugs, it's just, again, another Band-Aid. Right. If you're still eating not a healthy diet, not exercising, you know, a weight loss drug, you know, you might lose the weight in the beginning, but if you go back to all the habits you had or keep doing the habits, it's all going to come back and then probably even more and in areas you really don't want it back for. I mean, there's specific instances where, you know, if that drug might be needed, but that's someone who is very ill and very, you know, have had a hard time with their metabolism, but it's not, you've got to do the basics first, right? You've got to do the basics first. Make sure you're eating a healthy diet and the right combinations of protein, carbs, and fats, exercising and the right exercising, right? We could do too little, but there's also too much. You know, if people are too much exercise, it's finding the right balance. And because a lot of these weight loss drugs, the long-term consequences are tumors. I mean, it says right on the warning label, tumors, other health issues, and it's just not worth it. Like, let's try the healthy ways. Let's get the healthy ways going. There's a lot of beautiful supplements that are natural. Like, get your detoxification pathways going. Maybe that's what's wrong, why you can't lose weight. Or maybe your hormones are off. You know, let's figure out why your hormones are off and get that fat burning, that metabolism back. There are some wonderful ways. I mean, sometimes my clients, they just go to eating more of a whole food diet, more healthy diet, and they've lost 20 pounds, you know, and that's just, and they feel better, right? Like, and it becomes self, you know, once you start eating better, you feel better, and it's, you want to keep going. So that just seems like a lot of things, these drugs aren't starting long-term, or they are, you know, if the warning label says that, you know, his risk of disease from taking this drug, it's just not worth it. You're undoing all this beautiful work you could be doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If the doctor has prescribed because of a specific reason, it is understood. But if you have not exercised, the weight loss is because you have just accumulated weight, then it's better to exercise rather than, you know, go through, or you have to you just relook at the what at the things that you are eating, and perhaps that you said. And in terms of in India, many a times we say at home that you think the way you eat. Whatever you eat, that impacts your, you know, the thought process itself, you know, and that is where. Be that as it may, there is so much to learn about this whole nutrition thing. The whole thing is that eat seasonal food, eat good food. And also whenever there is a thing, then get yourself fully assessed and find out that, okay, if some food is not working for you, just go. And that is where functional nutrition is, I guess. So help us understand, for those people who want to learn more about it, about functional nutrition, about the way you do things, especially in the US, how can people connect with you? And what is that people who want to be, you know, who want to take your service, who want to become your clients, what is the best way for them to connect with you?
Sure. I have a, for your listeners, if they're interested, I have a free mini masterclass on finding, three culprits sabotaging your hormones or ideal weight. And they can go to Breakthrough Stubborn Weight, breakthroughstubbornweight.com, and watch the webinar there. And then down below is my information on there, my phone number, my email. My Instagram handle is my name, Sarah DeVito, Empowered Health. So you can find me there, and that's my Facebook as well. But breakthroughstubbornweight.com, go there, get a free mini masterclass on hormones, and there, that would be great.
Wonderful, wonderful. On this note, it's a wrap on this very special edition of the KAJ Masterclass Live. Thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Thank you, AJ. I really appreciate it.